In a statement yesterday, the support will enable IOM to continue expanding life-saving aid operations for more than 605,300 displaced and vulnerable individuals at the UN Protection of Civilian Sites. IOM South Sudan Chief of Mission William Bariga says humanitarian needs in the country are the highest they have seen since the crisis began, with millions facing severe hunger and displacement. It says some $5.7 million will help ensure internally displaced persons maintain access to safe drinking water, life-able hygiene and sanitation conditions in Bentiu and Malakal POC sites for 94,800 and 33,000 people respectively. An additional $5.4 million will enable to continue operating primary health clinics and scale up harmonized health and hygiene promotion activities focused on preventing the spread of disease in the congested sites. A further $845,800 will scale up psychosocial support activities in Bentiu POC site where psychosocial and protection needs are high, particularly following the attack on the site in February this year. The project will also support health rapid response teams, which can quickly deploy on missions across conflict-affected states, increasing flexibility to reach vulnerable populations located far from POC sites. USAID is also providing $5 million to extend the IOM Managed Rapid Response Fund project, which served as a flexible funding mechanism since 2010 to enable quick funds to humanitarian organizations able to respond to emergencies as they arise. The statement says since the crisis in December 2013, U.S. government has contributed over $1.7 billion in humanitarian funding to support operations across South Sudan and refugees in neighboring countries. Radio Bekita.